Power 107.5, Columbus's hip-hop station. All right, Wiz right there. You know, Wiz's album came out yesterday. Me and him been back and forth on the text, so finally got him on the phone. Hey, bro, third studio album, man. How you feel?
I'm really excited. Been working a long time putting the vision together and just trying to get everybody to understand, and now I feel like it's time. It's crazy. I'm really confident in it, and I'm happy that it's finally about to happen.
Already, one of your diehard fans, T, is in here. She wanted to ask you a question. Go ahead, T.
So, all these rumors about you and Rosebud, like, I have to know, is it true?
You know, that y'all post been done broke up or finna break up or whatever.
No, hell no.
I knew it. I told Lilia it wasn't true. I told her it wasn't true. Like, I knew there's no way. You guys have the cutest little baby. Y'all are, like, the depiction of love. There's no way. I didn't think it was true. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay attention to the hype.
How is the baby doing, man? How's the little baby doing?
He's good. It's actually our 1-year anniversary today. It's our wedding anniversary today.
Oh, we turned, man. What y'all doing, man? What y'all gonna do?
We chilling. I'm in Denver. It's such that my album comes out the day afterwards, so I gotta do, like, a little bit of promo, but we've been spending time all day, and then we're going to go chill out tonight.
Already.
I got her some gifts and all of that stuff, you know.
A lot done changed, man. Like, last time I seen you, I remember you just starting out. You know, we was down there in Texas, man. And you're a global star now, big bro. I done had kids and everything.
Hey, yeah. What's up? What's up with you? How's being a dad?
It's crazy, man. BJ, what, 4, Tati, 8, chilling in football, man. You know, they getting it, man. I know it's probably kind of hard for you, because you probably be on the road all the time.
Has it affected your music at all?
He's funny.
Hey, Wiz, real quick, man. I know this situation in outside of St. Louis and in Ferguson, Missouri, man. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's really unfortunate, and it's, you know, something that kind of repeats itself, especially like in African-American history, where, you know, it takes a tragic situation to bring, you know, light to a situation where people just need to come together and support each other, whether it be, you know, one person's family or it affects the whole city or everybody. You know, at the end of the day, these are real life situations, and, you know, where we all need to always support each other and have each other's best interests in mind. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that we had to, you know, somebody had to be lost.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro, man. I hope it don't get worse, man. But you know, man, we in Columbus, man. The city loves you, man.
Hey, Columbus, I think you guys should go pick up the album, because it's not about what you have, but it's about what you're going towards in life. And Black Hollywood's going to definitely take you there, so support yourself.
Hey, Wiz, T over here moist, right? Because we talking to you. Go and ask him a question about his tattoos. We's arguing. How many tattoos you say you think he got?
I'm pretty sure he has like 50, 60.
No, he's probably about 30-something. Fam, how many tats you got, man?
I probably got both of those numbers combined on my neck.
Damn.
I feel like I won because I was closer.
Yeah. I got a ton of tattoos. I got way too many to count.
Well, there it is, man. Well, hey, man, how do people get in touch with you on that Twitter and that Instagram and all that stuff, bro?
You hit me on @WizKhalifa. That's my Twitter. And @MrCap is my Instagram. And follow my Tumblr as well, trapwiz@tumblr.com. And WizKhalifa.com, too. Get all the merch and all that good Taylor Gang stuff that people be asking for. And pre-order the album on iTunes.